Welcome to the Reuters 2010 World Cup podcast, where the group phase is almost over and we're already looking forward to the round of 16. England v Germany is the eye-catching match. We're lucky enough to have here with us Paul Radford, who remembers quite a famous match between those two sides.
Yes, I was there in 1966, Kevin, at the World Cup final at Wembley, when England won 4-2 in extra time, and what a dramatic match that was, with at least three goals that were controversial, notably the one that England won 3-2 that went off the crossbar. And I was actually standing right behind that goal. I couldn't tell, obviously, from where I was whether it went in or not, but of course I believe it did.
It's a shame you weren't standing on the touchline, in fact, where you could give us a better view. Germany have played some quite good stuff. Felix, you were at the Germany-Ghana game last night. What did you make of the Germans?
They were quite impressive, given that they had this very young group of players, playing against also a very young group of players from Ghana. I don't know about England, you know, beating them, but I think it would be a little bit difficult for England to beat the team I saw yesterday, because they were quite impressive tactically. They covered their bases very well, especially around the midfield. What I saw from the English game, they had some difficulties constructing the ball from the midfield, and I think it's going to create a little bit of problem for them.
Yeah, I mean, England so far have not exactly been firing on all cylinders. A slight improvement possibly in the third group game, Andy?
Well, it was a small improvement, but we have to remember who they were playing. I mean, with all due respect, it was Slovenia, wasn't it? But I think the most interesting thing yesterday was that goal by Landon Donovan, because that's absolutely thrown the draws into a sort of extraordinary state now, because England now, potentially, they're going to play Germany. If they were to get past Germany, they might play Argentina. Then they might play Spain. Then, in what would obviously be a rather fantasy scenario, they'd be looking at playing Brazil in the final. So it's absolutely extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, there is a theory that if you want to win the World Cup, you may as well do it by playing the best teams. England so far have played, you know, some of the weakest teams. Is it possible that playing those, the cream of the crop, might actually bring out the best in this England side?
Well, I don't know. They say England are notoriously slow starters, but we haven't actually taken a lot of big scalps in World Cups, if you look back at recent tournaments, have we? I'd like to ask Felix what he thought of Ghana, actually, because now African hopes are resting on their shoulders. I mean, can they go further? Can they light up the tournament for Africa?
I really think they can go further. I really think they can play a little bit better against the United States, and I really think that they can beat the United States. My only worry is, you know, finishing. They have been very, very wasteful, and they have been, you know, quite a little bit slow finishing up front. They have a very impressive midfield with Prince Tago and Kevin Prince-Boateng. But Guyana Samoa up front all alone, I am just concerned that, you know, he's not doing it. He's not doing it so far.
I think it's interesting, though, isn't it, that on that, Andy was talking about the difficult part of the draw that that England are in, but actually on the other side of the draw, you've got four teams, Uruguay, South Korea, Ghana and the US, none of whom would be considered huge powers in world football, and one of those is going into the semi-final. So the way is very open, I think, for a different team to end up in the semi-finals this time.
Ghana against the US is a familiar matchup for anyone who remembers World Cup's past. Another familiar game from last time is Argentina-Mexico. Argentina have been in swashbuckling form so far. Are the Mexicans going to pose them many problems?
Well, I think that's going to be an absolutely fascinating game. Two attacking, free-flowing teams. I mean, obviously Argentina are the huge favourites, but Mexico are out for revenge, aren't they? And, you know, they do have some very nice creative midfield players. Mexico's problem, of course, is finishing. You've got to hand it to Maradona, haven't you? I mean, he was getting so much stick in the run-up to this tournament, and he was being criticised for he's been criticised for his lovey-dovey approach to play, but to his players. But look how it's turning out for him now. His enthusiasm just seems to be infecting the whole team. I mean, he just, it's fantastic. The relationship with Messi seems to be working out brilliantly as well. I mean, he's gone on record as saying that no one else in the tournament is playing to 30% of the level of Lionel Messi. And everything seems to be going right for him at the moment. And what a fairy tale it would be for Maradona if he was to take his team all the way to the final or even win it, after so many years of seeing his reputation tarnished by all his drug problems and other problems off the pitch. But I think that's going to be a terrific match, and you're hoping to go, right, Paul?
Oh yeah, I'd really want to see that one. I think after, especially if you remember what happened 4 years ago in Germany when the two teams met at the same stage, and at that time everybody was fancying Argentina to win the World Cup. They looked easily the best team coming out of the groups. And then they hit a very nice Mexican team that ran them really close. They had to go to extra time before they won it. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if something similar happened here. This Mexican team is really good. The only thing I think that will have to worry them is that Lionel Messi has yet to score a goal, and he's actually playing really well. And it's hard to imagine he's actually going to go four games without scoring at this World Cup. I think we'll see him score this time.
OK, on that note, with Lionel Messi possessing everything but the goal in his collection, Wayne Rooney missing, we'll sign off from this podcast, and we'll be back tomorrow.